All right, it's 9:19, and you are listening to KTWH, What's Happening? And we're going to hear what's happening with weather and climate with Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, and loyal Friday morning interviewee. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, Kenny.
It's always good to join you, and, you know, who could argue with a Friday morning?
I guess not you. Wonderful. And I got to say, you sound actually quite loud and clear, more so than normal. And I hear you're calling us from a different location.
Yeah, I'm going to be presenting for a group of kind of hardwood forestry folks down in the Wabasha. There's a forest, you know, a lot of hardwood forest in southeast Minnesota. So I'm way down in Wabasha. And be presenting to them in about an hour. Yeah, I'm just using a local connection here, so I'm glad
nice.
It worked out.
Yeah, is there any snow down there?
There's a little bit. There's a little bit, but there's some on the way. We're probably down here going to get anywhere between 2 and maybe 5 inches of snow. That's kind of the big story right now. Is this? We can't get a real snowstorm across Minnesota, but we
yeah.
get these kind of widespread snow falls, you know,
it's yeah.
nobody's going to talk about the kind of snow that we've had this winter in terms of its intensity. They're not going to tell stories. Oh, this one time back in early 2025, it snowed like, you know, all the way up to my boot laces. That's, you know, it's not really story worthy stuff, but we have been getting, you know, this kind of light to moderate snows affecting, you know, maybe a quarter to half of the state at a time. We're going to get another one of those today and tonight and even into tomorrow morning in southeast Minnesota. It's going to mostly affect the eastern part of the state. I think the Two Harbors region, you know, you'll get some snow. I don't think you'll be writing postcards about it, but you'll be, you know, it'll
yeah.
freshen things up. Most of eastern Minnesota will pick up a thin blanket to a kind of thick blanket of snow, but nothing really heavy.
And I was going to say, is this going to be that super light, fluffy stuff?
Yeah, I think especially for northern Minnesota, yes. Down in southern Minnesota, where we're a little closer to the warmer air, temperatures are rising into the 20s, it'll just be more like snow. But I think over, you know, from the Twin Cities on north, it's going to be pretty light and fluffy. And what's interesting about that is where it snows, I think you'll be given reminders of it within a couple of days, because this is what's really interesting is, you know, we've kind of been complaining about this non-winter here, because what's happening and what's been happening is we get these storm systems that come out of the west, and they're just starting to get their act together as they move into our region. And a lot of times, you know, to get a winter storm, it's really a convergence of a number of different ingredients. You need the cold air, which we obviously have in place. You need energy aloft to kind of move the system through and also to incite other motions in the atmosphere. You need lift. That's the whole thing. That's, you know, rising air motions that allow you know, little, we call them parcels of air to cool and condense and turn into precipitation. And then you also need the actual, you know, you need the actual influx of moisture sufficient to produce precipitation. And for reasons that there's not some grand conspiracy. It's just that for whatever reason this year, we have not had those things converging over Minnesota so much. And instead, what's been happening is they've been starting to come together as these systems pass over. And then they get much more, much better behaved as they pass to the east. Well, this system, right now, if you looked at it on a weather map, it's just a little kind of measly weather disturbance. By the end of the weekend, it's going to be really powerful and huge.
Whoa.
It's going to be somewhere over, you know, upstate New York. The center of it will be somewhere upstate New York or Pennsylvania at that time. But its circulation, at that point, it's going to back all the way into Minnesota. And so imagine, you know, all of a sudden you've got a cyclone that's the size of half of the U.S. or even larger than that. And so once we get into the flow associated with that weather system, you can expect winds to come out of the north and northwest, and it's going to start bringing in cooler air. And so we've got a kind of windy, cold time coming from this weekend, moving from, you know, from late this weekend. But basically, we'll start really noticing it on Sunday afternoon, and then it's going to kind of dominate our next week. And there's going to be periods where, you know, it's windy, it's cold, the snow that fell blows around. It's going to be kind of January-ish. And, you know, it's not unheard of to have a cold air outbreak with temperatures well below zero into mid and late February. But this will be a little bit later in the season than is typical with this type of outbreak. You know, you're looking at multiple days with a temperature probably not making it above zero in parts of northern and northeastern Minnesota, and wind chills in the negative 30s, negative 40s for much of that time. Yeah, it's going to be no joke. I mean, it's a real cold outbreak.
Wow,
sure.
And it's actually
modern standards.
Yeah, and it will be, and it is part of the same system that is dumping all the snow on my family relatives in Philadelphia, Guelph, Ontario, and the UP, I'm guessing, as you're saying, because it's organizing as it goes east.
Yeah, correct. It's going to be a pretty large system by the time it gets east. And what's been happening, you know, we're in almost a snow drought where, you know, most of Minnesota's basically gotten half to maybe two thirds of its normal snowfall. So we're really short. And most of the northern U.S. is in that same boat. But in terms of total precipitation, once you get into kind of the Ohio River Valley, kind of the lower Midwest or the Mideastern United States, then they've been having too much precipitation because all of that convergence of ingredients has been happening over them fairly persistently. So you've got flood watches out for a big swath of the U.S. stretching from kind of the south, kind of the southern states across the Appalachian region and into the Ohio Valley and into parts of the Northeast even. And so it's a big system. And I kind of love these interactions where, you know, we're going to get basically a light to moderate snow across Minnesota today into tomorrow. Pretty unassuming weather system, and it just one of the things I love about this whole meteorology and the way the atmosphere works is this exact same system is then going to kind of explode, and while it explodes, it's going to retrograde, or at least it's going to appear to retrograde, which means move backwards, but it's not really moving backwards. It's just getting so big that even though it's been gone out of our hair for a day and a half, its circulation is going to back westward into Minnesota as it expands. That's pretty wild.
That is pretty wild. And so now there's all these winter weather advisories, what, Ohio and east, kind of?
Yeah, so the actual, there's been a little bit of uncertainty about exactly where all this stuff is going to go. There's kind of a series of flood watches from Arkansas into Pennsylvania, and then you've got winter storm watches up in the Northeast U.S. and Vermont and New York, and winter weather advisories for Pennsylvania. It's not a major winter storm in that region because some of the really cold air is going to stay a bit farther north, so it's not going to fuse with the ocean moisture the way you often see with those nor'easter type systems. But yeah, by the end of the weekend, you're going to have the majority of the country east of the Mississippi River in the grips of this weather system and being affected by it. And it's going to continue to dominate things with a good surge of cold air. I mean, through the majority of next week, if we talk next Friday, we might be talking about basically the same system that we're talking about today.
Wow. And then I think it is likely to warm up after that. Is that right?
Yeah, there are some signs of a pretty good thaw. No surprise. I mean, you get into late February. Last year at the end of February, there were parts of Minnesota that hit 70 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
That's extraordinary, but it is pretty common that, you know, the end of February, you've got pretty strong sunshine by that time, and you can get into the grips of a warm air mass, too. So
yeah,
it does look warmer after we get past next week, at least so far.
Okay. Well, we can't wait to hear. Thanks so much, Kenny, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, always good talking to you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Enjoy Wabasha. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.